And we're going to talk about a really, really important topic. Cody, once again, thanks for joining us here on KRDO's Midday Edition. This is really a big deal. You know, our furry friends and our family need to be protected during this time of year, and it's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're like me and you're very excited for the 4th of July, you just need to remember that the 4th of July is probably the most terrifying day of the year for our furry friends that we have at home. And, you know, it's just really important to think about them leading up to the holiday and ways to make them feel better and be not as terrified.
I love that we've talked about this in the past and how owners can actually prepare now. So the holiday is coming up on Tuesday, but we can start getting our pets ready for these noise phobias by getting them ready and get them kind of used to loud noises and things like that. Let's get into it real quick. What are the first couple of steps that you would recommend that our pet owners would start to do now before the 4th of July holiday?
Yeah, so firstly, with the 4th of July, I'm sure you know this, but the fireworks don't only happen on the 4th of July. They'll probably start this weekend if they're not happening already.
That's true.
And one of the big things that I think that comes to mind is to make sure their microchip information is up to date. That is something that I cannot stress enough the importance of, just because you don't know when your pet's going to get out. And if you've moved recently or if you've changed phone numbers or anything like that, if your pet gets out and they get found, our animal law enforcement team will scan their microchip, and then that will be the fastest way to return your pet to you, and also to make sure that their collar and their tags are on and up to date as well. So, you know, if your neighbor finds your dog or something like that, they can return the dog to you as well.
Take me through the process when it comes to microchip. If somebody doesn't have that already, maybe a newer member of their pet family, how long is the process to get their microchip done at the Humane Society?
So the microchip, like getting it actually done, the process is actually quick itself. It's, you know, getting the appointment that takes a little bit of time.
Okay.
So if you haven't done that already, I would recommend looking as soon as humanly possible. But yeah, with the microchip, if you're just trying to update your information, you can do that online depending on what company you did the microchip through or your vet. It could be like 24 Pet Watch or something like that. Or you could even go to hsppr.org, and then we have some resources on our website as well to make sure that the microchip information is up to date, kind of depending on where you did it.
What are some of the signs that we need to look for when our kitty or dog or whatever is kind of in distress because of all the exploding things that are happening outside?
Yeah, so with pets, the noise phobias, when it starts happening, you'll notice that your dogs might be shaking or trembling, or they may be barking or howling if you have a dog that's nervous, or they might just be looking for an escape. You know, if you're in the backyard, they might be looking for a way out. If you're in the house, they might be looking for a way out of the house. And if you have a dog that's doing that, or if you have a dog with a lot of energy, you know, we recommend taking them out and getting exercise really the day of the 4th of July. If you can do it earlier in the morning, that'd be good. That way, when the fireworks are happening and everything's going on, your dog's a little bit more calm. And then one of the other things, too, that I would recommend is to make sure that you have that escape for your pet in your home that is a safe place for them. For a dog, that can be a kennel, that can be a bedroom. For a cat, that can be like a hiding place, whether that's in a closet or under a bed or something like that. Just make sure that they have a place to go that is a safe place for them, that they can feel a little bit more comfortable, and hopefully it's not by any windows or anything as well, so that way that they can drown out the noise a little bit.
What if our pet is, you know, showing signs of excessive drooling and things like that? And more importantly, what happens if these symptoms don't go away after the fireworks are over?
Yeah, so sometimes excessive drooling can be a sign of the anxiety. So I would just, you know, recommend trying to keep your pet as comfortable as possible. Whether that's, you know, if you're holding them or staying by them, or sometimes you can use those like weighted jackets that can always work to make dogs feel comfortable as well. Things like that, you know, just depending on your dog, I recommend, you know, doing what works for your dog. But if those symptoms persist past the 4th of July and you notice that your dog is maybe still nervous or they're maybe still drooling or something like that, then at that point, I would recommend contacting your veterinarian to make sure there's not more of an issue there, that, you know, that there's not something else going on, and hopefully your dog, you know, should be okay the next day when the fireworks stop.
I always wondered why my wife put that weighted jacket on me all the time. She just probably thinks I'm nervous all the time. I don't know. It's anyway, that's a great tip. Cody, anything else that you want to pass along as far as tips for 4th of July? Because this is a really, it's a fun time of year, but really we don't, sometimes we don't see the stress we're putting on our pets big time.
Yeah, I mean, I recommend leaving your pets at home if you can, just because taking them to the source of the fireworks might make things even worse, and still making sure that you give them that area for them to go and hide and be comfortable. But if you do have to take them with, you know, make sure they're on leash, make sure they're next to you, make sure that they're comfortable. That way they don't feel alone, and hopefully we can mitigate some of the fear that comes with all the loud bangs and lights. And yeah. Noises and people and everything that's going on the holiday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Cody, thanks for the time as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
Actually, the week after. We did this yesterday. The week after. So you're going to take some time off on Tuesday. So are we. And then we'll reconvene a week from this Tuesday. Sound good?
That sounds good. Yeah, we'll get a new pet of the week going up for adoption.
Yeah. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll talk to you then.
All right, you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.